So if you haven't filed for Social Security yet, not joined Social Security yet, and you are 62 or older by the end of 2015, then listen up because your grandfather did. 62 or older by the end of 2015. It's called a restricted application for spousal benefits only. Restricted application for spousal benefits only. Think back when I first started talking about spousal benefits, and I repeated it a couple of times. If your spouse is living, you always have to take your own Social Security first. That's always what the rule is supposed to be in all along. If your spouse is living, you always have to take your own Social Security retirement benefits first before you can file on the spouse's record. There had been one exception for that rule. That was a loophole that wasn't supposed to exist. What that loophole said is, if somebody waited until their full retirement age or older to file for benefits, somebody waited until this age or older, and if their spouse is drawing their own Social Security. So both have to apply to use the restricted application. One member of the couple is drawing their own Social Security. The other waits until full retirement age to file. At that point, that person who's full retirement age can say, don't pay me my own higher benefit. I don't want to file for my own benefit. I'll take a lower benefit based on half of my spouse's record. Why would he take a lower benefit?
That is a correct.
Because waited on his own, he can get that 8% a year added to it, switched over to his maximized check at 70. Let's put a money figure with it. And first of all, let's assume the husband treats him 66. It could be the wife too. Either way. Because even before the law changed, you had to wait until full retirement age to not take your own benefit first if your spouse is living. And that's 66 for people reaching that age right now. So the husband treats him 66. And let's say his own benefit at that point is $2,000 a month. Now, if he wanted to, he could receive that $2,000 no matter what. He's full retirement age. There's no limit on his earnings. Doesn't want to. Wants to wait till 70 to maximize the check. His wife has to be drawing her own benefits. So she's drawing her checks. He's turned 66. He can say, I don't want to file for that $2,000. I'll file for spousal benefits only. Receives a benefit based on half of her record from 66 to 70. Her check's not affected. It's free money. Receives a benefit based on half of her record from 66 to 70. As 70 switches over to his own, it's now 32% more. So instead of $2,000, it's $2,640 for the rest of his life. And if he dies first, the widow gets that $2,640 for the rest of her life. Those delayed retirement credits he got by waiting on 70 go to the widow's benefit.